won't keep the House from considering immigration legislation next week. I'm Jeff Nelly.
Mike Snyder and his old-time string band have been perennial favorites at the Grand Ole Opry for years, and now they're coming to you during Pennyryl Electric's annual meeting at the Western Kentucky State Fair, Tuesday, June 26th in Hopkinsville. Member families enter the fair free until 5:30. Register to win hundreds of dollars in cash prizes or a weekend away at the Opryland Hotel. Plus, enjoy a performance by the Ridge Runners beginning at 4:15. Pennyryl Electric Night at the Western Kentucky State Fair, Tuesday, June 26th.
I'm Becky Williamson, and the topic is saving money at the pump. And with Mick Henderson, General Manager at Commonwealth Agri Energy, all of a sudden E15 has been a topic in national news.
Becky, it has. This is a very exciting development for our industry.
So what is E15?
Most conventional gas has E10, which means 10% is made up of ethanol. E15 is simply 15% ethanol. It isn't approved year-round in the U.S., but with President Trump's endorsement, we believe it's right around the corner.
Learn more. Visit CommonwealthAgriEnergy.com.
This is Steve Stewart. Take a road trip with us as we present Lady Antebellum in Midland live on the road. Plus, our usual assortment of country's top artists doing only their best live and in concert from exclusive road shows all across America. So join us this week. We've got Lady Antebellum and the band Midland live and only on the road. Sunday night starting at 10 here on 106.5 WKDZ.
Christian County Livestock invites you to sell your cattle close to home. They hold a cattle sale every Wednesday at 1. They start receiving cattle Tuesday, 2 to 6 p.m. and Wednesday, 6 a.m. to noon. J.E. Wright, David Wright, Sam Wright, and Tommy Anderson are the owners of Christian County Livestock, and they look forward to doing business with you. It pays to sell your cattle close to home at Christian County Livestock on the Cadiz Road, Hopkinsville. Christian County Livestock. Call 270-885-3175.
5:39 is 21 minutes away from 6 o'clock, 73 degrees at the WKDZ Morning Ag Report, joined by Ms. McLean County. I say I'm going to say McLean, and that's not cool. McLean County Extension.
Sound like you're not from around here.
I know, and I don't want to be like, be stopping for a sarsaparilla in Beach Grove at the convenience store, and then they'll be like, you're not from around here, are you?
Right. So it's McLean. I'm not sure County. I'd want to get caught kind of up there in that. In that area.
Oh, they're nice folks.
Yeah, they are really nice.
During the day.
During the day, right.
I'm teasing. Great people. So, what's shaking in McLean County?
Well, all kinds of stuff, Bill. You know, of course, canola is being cut right now, and then wheat is being
cut. That's what makes that oil.
Right, exactly. And so, all those things are going on right now. So, people are out and about. Please watch out for equipment. You know, there'll be a lot of farmers moving from one field to another. And, you know, it's pretty dangerous on the road because our infrastructure is obviously not built on our two-lane roads for the size of equipment that we have running up and down the road. So those farmers will let you by as soon as they can, and you know, you just have to have a little patience, and everybody will be just fine.
How does the canola and wheat harvest look so far? Is it too early to tell?
Well, it's really too early to tell. We really haven't heard a lot of yields. You know, I've heard some estimates, you know, in that 70 to 80 range, but I'm kind of doubting some of that. But
there might be a little optimistic,
maybe a little bit, but you know, we'll see how it goes. And you know, I think the grains are a lot smaller just because we had a period of time there in grain field that it went from cool to really hot really quick, and it was really short period of time. So you know, we'll just have to see at the end, you know, we'll just have to see how it goes.
Now, you got a couple of events coming up.
Absolutely. Coming up July the 10th, we have a farm-to-table dinner, and you should bring your lovely wife and come down and,
you know,
and be with us.
We could do that.
Yeah, I will get you tickets if you come.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
$15 a head now, and you can't beat the food. It's going to be all locally grown.
So I give you a $30 deposit, and you'll have my tickets.
Absolutely. That's
awesome. All right, so explain the concept.
Farm to table is all about local farmers providing the food for that event. So we have all our farmers market vendors going to provide all our produce.
Oh, wow.
And then we have a farm in Owensboro or Davis County that is providing our meat. Biddle Farms will be providing our pork chops. Butterfly pork chops will be about as big as both your hands put together.
Oh, my. It'd be so fresh, you'll just slap your face when you sit down to eat it.
Pretty much. So, you know, we're going to start about 6 o'clock. We're going to have appetizers and not have kind of a little, just, you know, kind of a get-together there at 6 o'clock. And then at 6:30, we'll have our meal. And then Jeff Nally is going to be our speaker. So he's a McLean County native.
I did not know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Went to high school in McLean County, grew up in McLean County. So we're real tickled to have him. So that's coming up on July the 10th. And then, of course, the 12th, 13th, and 14th is the McLean County Ag Fair going on at Meyer Creek Park.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have beef shows. We'll have sheep and goat shows. We'll have a swine show. We'll have a rabbit show and chicken show, or poultry show, I should say. Get the technical term down.
Gotta be quick. Those things move fast.
They do. You have to, you know. And I said, how do you, you know, people ask me all the time. Yeah. They say, how do you show a rabbit? And yeah. I said, well, believe it or not, we were buying pigs one time, and the guy had rabbits. And he goes, let me show you how to do that. I said, how do you show a rabbit? He said, let me show you. So they have this little table. And they set these, they picked a rabbit up by the, kind of like you pick a cat.
Oh,
up.
I thought they had like a top hat and they'd pull it out of the hat.
No, that's okay. Different. That's magic. Different. That's different. So they put it on this table and then they kind of bunch it up.
The rabbit?
Know? Yeah, they kind of wad it up.
The rabbit doesn't like that.
No, I guess they like it. They kind of wad them up and then they kind of, you know, rub them across the back.
You're making this
up. No, I'm serious. This is all as good as true. This is the truth.
Okay.
So they do all that stuff and then the loin. I mean, they breed rabbits for obviously for to kill to eat, you know.
Right.
And so obviously the loin, I'm not kidding, the loin on that rabbit was huge.
What
they judge. Yeah, well, they judge hair coat and all these kind of different things, you know, too. But yeah, it's really interesting.
That's like the Westminster dog show kind of rabbits.
Yeah. It's pretty neat stuff. And this guy had these rabbit cages that hung from the ceiling.
So, like,
you know,
he had show rabbits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's different. It's kind of like show pigs and regular pigs. It's a whole different industry. You know,
that's amazing.
Show pigs have the huge tops, you know, heavy muscled, you know, and they can still go, and most of them. And then the, you know, commercial hogs are not hardly as heavy muscled because they've got a little different environment that they live in. So, but I guess show rabbits are the same thing. But that's how they show them. No kidding. That's the truth.
Have you ever, so obviously you've never had a rabbit to show?
No, we have not. This will be my first rabbit show.
Right. And you know, and when is this? We need video.
This is Saturday morning on the 14th. We'll start taking rabbits in at 9:30 to 11, and the show starts at 12. So, and then of course the hog show is at night at 5:30.
Now, do they bring in special judges for the rabbit show that they just judge rabbit shows?
I have been in contact with him, and he judges shows all over the country. Bill, he actually lives in Madisonville, and judges shows all over the country. I did not know.
That it was that big,
but it's huge.
Now I want to go to YouTube and just put in rabbit shows.
And poultry shows are the same way. You know, it's the same
deal. They just put the
no,
chicken.
I don't know about the chicken showing.
I wouldn't want to be stroking any rooster. Yeah, just right. That may not end well.
yeah. He may like it too much. I don't know.
So you could see, if you've never seen the rabbit show, that would be interesting.
Absolutely. Invite folks out for all that. And of course, they've got a lot of other different activities going on at McLean County.
I guess it's like golf, though. You got to be really quiet. You don't want to distract the rabbit.
See, I don't know. I don't think the rabbits really pay any attention to anybody talking, you know. We'll
be like whispering and do like this is a little golf clap.
Yeah.
That rabbit was beautiful. Did you see his loin?
Maybe we could get you to commentate. You know, we could do a live thing. Live deal and you can commentate.
Somebody is listening who remembers this, but the strangest thing I ever had to commentate, true story. I loved it. I'm a history buff, but they wanted to do sort of it was out by the Barclay Airport, and they wanted to do sort of a play-by-play of a Civil War reenactment battle. And they gave me a microphone and a powerful PA system. And this battle went on and on. I'm like, what? I was running out. The rebels are mad now. Look out. Yankees are coming around. You know, I was like, how do you call a Civil War battle?
But, I know. Yeah,
that
I know
was strange. And then a steak eating contest. But I just say the hardest thing I ever called was the Civil War reenactment battle.
Well, maybe you should challenge yourself and do the rabbit show.
Do the rabbit show. Have to do a little more homework. If we need more information on these fine events, which we've discussed, what's the best way? Do you all have Facebook or web?
Absolutely. And like us on Facebook, McLean County Extension Service. And, you know, be glad for folks to like us on Facebook. You can call us, 273-3690. Be glad to give you all the information about that, too. And real quick, Bill, a Palmer Amaranth Field Day, which is a weed.
Okay, just ahead.
I'm educating
you. I thought that was a piece of jewelry.
No.
Okay.
It's a weed, and it's actually a field day coming up on July the 12th at 9:30 over in Barlow.
Oh.
So if you need some information about that, why give us a call. We'd be glad to give that information to you. It's a weed that's getting very invasive here in Western Kentucky. And it's kind of started over
like
in that area.
Asian carp of weeds.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, there's some research being done to try to get rid of it. So, you know, they're having a field day over there in Barlow about that. So if you need some more information, give us a call.
McLean County, Extension Office. Like them on Facebook.
Absolutely.
All right.
In your line of work, time is money. If your diesel pickup won't start, it's like burning money. You need it when you need it.